Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Morning Brew Saturdays with Billy Jaffe and Andrew Razor Raycroft on WEEI.
Again, I chuckle. We have an intro now with a voiceover. Go figure. They let us back in second week in a row. Welcome in to Morning Brew Saturday with Jaffe and Razor. I guess we didn't screw up too much last week. Bruins didn't screw up, Razor.
Oh.
They did their part. How about that?
I know.
Four teams in the NHL, folks, 2-0.
It matters. Don't laugh.
I'm just waiting for your reaction.
No, don't. If they were 0-2, no one would be laughing.
Oh, no.
And we'd be hammering them. So two wins count in this league. They always do.
Yeah, especially back-to-back to start the season.
Yeah.
That's it. That's not easy. Washington on Wednesday, a different game Thursday against Chicago, back at home, home opening win in overtime. Exciting finish. We'll get to that. But, you know, people say, oh, well, everybody's got to play back-to-back, and they do, but you haven't done it in months now. Washington, believe it or not, is not an easy place to get out of. It's a long drive from the rink to the airport. You always seem – you say, ah, we'll be home at like 12:30. No, you always seem to get home after 2 in the morning. Just because of the ground transportation, getting out of the area, et cetera. But they get home late. They handle it. They did look a little tired at times on Thursday night, but they found a way. And many things came through for them, not just great saves by Jonas Korpisalo in overtime, but there were those. We'll touch on that. Not just the rookie Frazier Minton scoring the OTGWG, but we'll get to that. It was little things as well, I thought, in that second game. They bent. They didn't break. Zadorov, I thought, played very well.
Uh-huh.
And even though the top guys weren't their top guys, they came through when needed. So, good week to start. That's all. I mean, really, sounds cliche, partner, but Razor, isn't just a good week to start?
Yeah, absolutely. Massive week. And to add to Korpisalo plays great, so you don't have your starting goalie. You go down Hampus Lindholm 8 minutes into the game. So
we'll get to that.
Your D-men, you play with 5D on a back-to-back to close that out. So lots of adversity on Thursday night to fight through. They, again, we talked about it on the show last week. They are organized. They are prepared. They are ready for the regular season. Does it translate? And fortunately, it did. It translated into 4 points right out of the gates. Now you got to do it 3 and 4 days. Now you got to do it 4 and 6 days. That's going to be the continued theme here. But certainly the second half of back-to-backs are going to be important this year. There's 24 points up for grabs, and they've got 2 of 2 so far.
Yeah. And so you know right there that you're going to split the goaltending duties no matter what. Mm-hmm. We talked last week. We talked here. We've talked on Nesson doing it this week. About how many games we think Korpisalo is going to get. 30 seems like a nice, easy number to look at and remember. You know, we're saying, of course, folks, all things being, you know, health being equal, et cetera. That seems to be where it would trend. And based on his performance, and by the way, Sway's performance on Wednesday, it was not, he didn't have to be as acrobatic. Now, Corpuzzello also said post game, I'm sure you caught it. You know, he says, yeah, I had to make that one save in overtime because I overcommitted on the shot. But Swayman looked very stout, very, very controlled on Wednesday night. In fact, I thought, you know, I'll call it his sets for the first shot raiser. You can explain more, but I thought they were outstanding against the Washington Capitals.
They were there. He had great reads. He was holding his feet. He wasn't dropping early. He wasn't guessing early, and he got into the flow of the game. And it was a perfect start, really, for Jeremy Swayman, and one he needed as well. Again, it wouldn't have been the end of the world, but you can tell the vibe. You can see the team. You can see every player, and how much better they feel when they get that first one out of the way. It's just, for whatever reason, the National Hockey League, it feels like you'll never win if you go 0-2. It feels like you're going to go 0-82, and if you do get that first win, you get that first goal from Casey Mittelstadt, you get that first goal, Elias Lindholm, it just loosens you up for the first couple weeks of the season, which in November you don't remember, but of course, with the focus being what it is right now, it does make a big difference.
We can take some calls. We'll take them a little bit later in the show, but 617-779-7937. All right. We got a lot, of course, to get to, given that we're just a week into the season. Bruins play tonight at TD Garden. 7 o'clock game, 6 o'clock pregame on Nesson. Buffalo Sabres come to town. Kind of the poster child of, I hope I'm not being too snarky here or too whatever, but of dysfunction, the Buffalo Sabres, 14 years without making the playoffs.
And they get smoked in their home opener two nights ago by the Rangers, the in-state rival.
Yeah,
and
wasn't close.
So all of a sudden, we're just three games into the season, and it's the most desperate team on the ice is not the Boston Bruins of a sudden. So we'll see how that plays
out
tonight.
But Buffalo's really been the most, in theory, should be the most desperate team. For a long time, but they've had a major history issue there of getting things straightened out. A lot of injuries still for them, a lot to start the season, although they are getting supposedly Owen Power back for tonight. But, you know, we'll touch on that game later. Let's just get into the first two. We'll talk about them together if you want to have anything specific about, like Pastrnak's playing game one against Washington, we can go there. But in general, as I said earlier, very different feel, different vibes in these games, right? Game one, energy, antenna up against Washington. Game two, come home. You got the energy of the home crowd, the intros, et cetera. But you could see kind of that up and down from the Bruins. You could see they couldn't sustain things for a long period of time. And they had to go about this one differently. But is there one thing that you take away from the first two games more than anything else?
Special teams.
Yeah.
Special teams.
And
9 for 9 on the PK and two last goals, I'll say. Winning goal in Washington by Elias Lindholm, and then the 5-on-3 goal at the start of the third period to make it 3-2 by Elias Lindholm again. So the power play scored at the opportune times, and the kill was perfect. So that's, without question, that's the recipe for this group.
What makes the power play, the penalty kill, beg your pardon, more impressive or even more interesting is the fact that, you know, they go 5 for 5 right against the Caps, right? And you know, you can't deny with that puck movement and their ultimate finisher in Alexander Ovechkin, no shots, right?
Yeah.
On the power play, right? They had 11 as a team.
None for Ovi.
So the Bruins with a good job, a really good job, a robust effort against the Capitals to keep that guy from getting. I mean, you wonder sometimes how the hell he does it. Sometimes he's so stationary, right, on the power play. But yet, over his 21-year career now, they find him. But the Bruins did a good job. I thought they tweaked their PK just a little bit to amend for him. But they also did a good job protecting middle. Penalty kill's been great. Power play, you wouldn't expect. I don't want to say wouldn't expect. It's a different 5-on-3 goal you know, from Lindholm on Thursday night, but you're in you know, in front. It's not like the hammer that you're expecting is on a 5-on-3. You try to inch your way in. They didn't do that, by the way, the first part of the 5-on-3. Well, and then they adjusted for the second part of it.
That's the word, and that's exactly where I was going to go. And I, you can see Steve Spott's fingerprints all over this already.
Yeah.
And how important he, what an off-season acquisition he was. Because, and I was going to go to the 5-on-3 especially. The PK, the 1-3, they've done a great job not allowing teams just to skate into the zone. How many, like, it was all season where the power plays, the opposing last power year, plays last year would literally, didn't even have, they made one pass and they would just curl up into the zone and it was automatic.
They couldn't get into the zone on their own power plays.
And it was like a wet paper bag getting into their zone. Yeah. So now it's very obvious how hard it is to get in two games. And the adjustment he made on the 5-on-3. Because the 5-on-3 at the end of the second,
not good.
It didn't, they were trying to work it up top. They were, and to Chicago's credit, they were taking away Geeky and Pasta, just like the Bruins did on Ovi. They were really holding the top. They made the, go into the intermission, they make the adjustment to go low. All right, David, you're away. We'll go down to Zacha, Zacha to Lindholm. We'll take in front of the net. That's what they're giving us. Spot recognize that, they make that adjustment, and they score right away. So really, really good job by coach on those things and making adjustments.
Here on Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor, this is the Saturday edition of it. We're not afraid to state the obvious, but think, you know, that first game, thankfully the Lindholm line was going. I mean, in particular, David Pastrnak. He's got, what, 4 points on the season now, goal and three. Spectacular on Wednesday. It seems kind of cliche, but this guy came into camp ready. I mean, he came into camp with a purpose. You wondered, could there be something that would, and I'm not talking about his knee injury, I'm talking about mentally, you know, like knowing that this could be a really tough year, transitional type year, retool type year. How would that impact him? Even though we saw him last year for the last month take over when Marchand was traded, he became the go-to guy, and with McAvoy out as well. He's continued that. And in many ways, it feels almost bigger and better version of David Pastrnak, Razor.
It does, because of, I think, just that shift where he took the penalty, which was kind of funny how he took that penalty.
Tell him about, talking about the Chicago game. Go ahead.
Chicago game, and on the power play, he goes up to try and grab the puck. Connor Murphy slashes the puck, or he tries to whack the puck out of the air. David's hand, you could see, it was right in front of me on the ice. He absolutely caught a finger or two, just seeing red.
Didn't he also kind of knee him almost inadvertently in the hip area?
So he's seeing red. He goes back at Murphy, and then he decides he's just going to two-hand him.
It's like a 12-year-old.
The worst retaliatory penalty you could ever take in the National Hockey League.
Ref's 8 feet away.
Only three guys in the league can take that penalty and get away with it. 88 is one of them. And then he proceeds to delay 5 body checks, chasing them around in the neutral zone because it's a delayed penalty. Chicago's moving it around to try and make a change and try and take advantage of a 6-on-5. And in the meantime, David's just heat-seeking.
Free hits.
Just free. He knows he's not going to get another one, and he is just going around, getting the crowd wound up. And that's just it's investment from him. It's physicality from him, and it's just care. Those are the things that you can see that it's already bigger and better. And there was just a little bit of concern of, is he going to try and do too much out of the gates, knowing that he is the guy and knowing this team can't, you know, struggle early on. Is he going to try and do too much? And he's found that perfect balance.
Well, I think he's found the balance because we know he trusts Morgan Geeky after what happened last year.
Yeah.
And now I think that there's a euphoria of finding a fresh Elias Lindholm.
Yep.
For now, Elias Lindholm is what Don Sweeney, Cam Neely, the Boston Bruins, I know we're talking just a couple of games, but actually, in fairness, he did it the last 3-4 weeks of last year, too, when things went well and he was playing with David and Morgan and fully healthy. But this seems, obviously, the type of player that they thought they were getting, seems to be. So David, I think, has that comfort zone right now with those guys. It's pretty obvious.
Exactly. I don't put too much stock. I'm sure I said on Morning Brew on Nesson in April last year that none of it matters.
Right.
But possibly in hindsight, I was a little wrong on that, where Lindholm having a connection with those guys did help a little bit going into this season.
I had to have.
Yeah, just having that, it has carried over enough. There has been a freedom with that line. I think Lindholm does a really good job backing David up in the defensive zone, allowing him to stretch a little bit more. I think there's a comfort there where kind of with Pavel Zacha as well, where I know he's going to take care of that a little bit longer for me, and I can go and I can blow the zone as well as Geeky. So very important that they did connect last season at the end of the year, and glad that they've carried it over through two games.
Yeah, and Pasta's passing has been absolutely spectacular. The creativity, the vision, the deception, but also just the force of his passes are amazing. And you know, Geeky's had a few that have kind of bumbled off his stick. When he gets going, there'll be even more points. So good to see so far from them. A lot to get to here on this Morning Brew Saturday with Jaffe and Razor here on EEI. And remember, folks, you can get this on podcast form, too, after the show. We're going to get to the Hampus Lindholm injury coming up. We're going to talk about that coming up because, you know, it's important. Here's another obvious statement of the day. Let's see what it's really ending up going to be, because he's looked freaking good, too.
Oh.
He's looked really good. All right. Coming up next, we've got David Azar with What's Trending Now. And again, after the break, we're going to talk all things here on EEI. It's Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
First off, Marco, what's the update on Hampus?
No, just a minor injury, not related to his old injury. We just wanted to make sure he will be okay. He's going to get tested tomorrow, and then we'll see.
We continue with Morning Brew Saturdays, hosted by Billy Jaffe and Andrew Razor Raycroft on WEEI.
I don't know about you. It always feels weird when you hear your full name.
I know. Especially.
So, I got to get to the bottom of something. With you, first of all. I've seen Razor spelled, we spell it R-A-Z. Your Canadian friends, R-A-Y.
Yeah, I would do R-A-Z. I would just do it regular.
You're so big now, you've got two different ways of spelling your name.
Yeah.
Your nickname, that is.
Yeah, no one can spell my real name, though. That's the problem. I'm not that big. It is always interesting how that goes. I guess if you're actually thinking about the nickname, you would put R-A-Y in it, just to really play off of my name, but Razor's easier with no Y.
Much easier.
That's how you spell it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I heard now you're part of NHL, you're GM now? NHL 26?
I am in the video game, yes. The EA Sports NHL 26.
Well, explain. What does that mean? You're in the video game.
So I went out to Vancouver and I voiced over a million different sayings.
Yep.
So I'm sending you, my voice is sending you to the minors when you are in be a player mode for NHL 26.
So you did every player's name. And now you're going to the minors.
Like I did.
Sidney Crosby, you're going to Wilkes-Barre.
Correct. Or, yeah, it would be like not necessarily the names, but you've had a great training camp. Really love your progress. But we think the best setup for you is to go to the minors and continue to get minutes.
Very nice.
And I would say that again. And then I would say that again. And then I would go to the next one.
Yeah. No, I hear. Yeah. I know it's repetitive, but.
But it was fun. The kids, yeah, exactly. Canadian dollars, but that's a whole nother story.
That's a good point. Yeah. All right.
The kids love it, though. They think that's funny. They all got right. a big kick out
you
of it.
You got a little street cred with the kids.
Yeah, that's
now.
Right. It's all about the street kids.
All right. Razor with an R-A-Z, not R-A-Y.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Hampus Lindholm here. Plays 4.5 minutes last game after a really good game one, a great training camp preseason. Goes off, comes back at one point in the first to test it, and meaning the lower body, and just kind of skates around a bit, and then goes off. Don't know anything more than that. You heard Marco Stern, Bruins coach, coming out of break saying it's a minor injury, not related to the kneecap issue that he had last year. But, wait, there's more. We'll wait to see after he gets tested. You're hearing that, you know, you think day-to-day, but truthfully, you don't know. We don't know. Bruins were completely off yesterday, Rays. Razor, we'll find out this morning, 10:30 this morning. By the way, Warrior folks, if you want to go over and watch them, always open to the public, morning skate for the Bees. And we'll find out. You assume, if he's not in the lineup, assuming Jordan Harris comes in, that would also though mean that the Bruins would likely call somebody up from Providence to fill that seventh D spot, though. Do you know anything else? That's all I've got.
Oh, no, I got nothing. And again, with the day off, it goes dark. So it's even easier for them not to talk about it. But hopefully it continues to be day-to-day today. If it was day-to-day, then maybe he's playing. But the reality is with him missing the game the other night, you don't expect him in quite yet. The problem with day-to-day this season as well is
so many games.
Yeah. You're not going to get a window where day-to-day means you could just miss one game because you only have one game in 5 days. Every 5 days, you're going to have 2-3 games this season. So remains to be seen. Who knows? Maybe you. I just got a text from Z. You have Don Sweeney on the desk tonight for pregame. So maybe Don Sweeney could give you a little heads up while you interview him
for pregame. Wow. We're getting produced by a producer.
There you go. There you go. Make sure you remind everybody.
Way to go. Okay. Well, that's a great reminder. Thank you, Z.
I worked that in for you.
The life of Z. That's and it. we Yes, we have him on pregame tonight, so looking forward to that. I think we're going to have him on a little more frequently this year, which is awesome. Again, pregame 6 o'clock on Nesson, face off a little after 7 on Nesson as well, as the Buffalo Sabres come to town. So if Hampus is out for any time, you got to look for a guy left shot like Nikita Zadorov to step up. He's, you know, plus 25 last year, not living in the past, don't want to, but that was one of the few positive numbers, literally, from last season as the big defender got better and better after a very distinctly overzealous start to the season. I feel like this year already, he has continued that trend. He had 7 hits the other night.
He was killing guys the other
night. Sam Rinzel maybe wishes that he was going back to biology class at Minnesota after the hit that he took, that he turned into along the half wall. And the 6 foot now, 6'7", he's had a growth spurt, Nikita Zadorov, made the 6 foot six Rinzel look small almost and absolutely clobbered him. But, I mean, okay, here's the obvious again, Razor. Hampus out any extended period of time, it changed the dynamic of this team. Yeah. We can say that can be okay. They've got guys, and yes, they do. But he's 22 to 25 minutes a game, and we saw what happened last year with him out.
Yeah, no question. This isn't, you can't. It, again, there is a lot of trepidation the other night where he doesn't come back out, and the last thing you want to hear is he re-aggravated what it was, or not anything. They don't say anything about him. Mm-hmm. We don't know yet. That would have been concerning. No question. Much more concerning than now. You just can't go the whole month without having Hampus Lindholm in the lineup. It's very obvious when he's out there, what he does for you, and how then you have that 1-2 with Charlie McAvoy, where one of those guys is on the ice for more than 2/3 of the game. It just, they control the tempo so much differently. So, they did a great job with 5D the other night, in a large part, to Zadorov and Andrew Peak as well. He's steady Eddie the last couple days. He's really his game's really grown from the last 12 months. But Jordan Harris gets an opportunity. We've talked a lot about him. He's an NHLer, and you have to stop gap minutes. But when you start playing Tampa Bay, then you go on the road and you have Vegas and Colorado and Utah. That's a big ask for a team without Hampus Lindholm in it on the back end.
Yeah, which is why, not just on the D, but everywhere, that you get everybody involved. I mean, you can't have guys playing 7-8 minutes. You know, you just can't. You can't have a fourth line that can't handle a regular fourth line shift, which to me is a minimum 10 minutes, meaning over cumulative amount of time. And the Bruins so far have been able to do it. I've liked the fourth line an awful lot so far. Sean Corrali, Murat Hustinov on the left, and Mark Kaslik on the right. They've done well. And I know that I brought this up the other day, and you chuckle, and because I'm fine with analytics. I am. But, you know, I'm not saying they're the end-all, be-all. But if you look at the numbers, that line, the Corrali line at 5-on-5, you know, they got the top total amount of shots for versus shots against, 66% rate. Meaning it's called Corsi. Again, if you're not familiar with it, it's total amounts of shots attempted versus not against. I mean, and overall, they've had 11-3 shots for versus against as a line through two games. Not bad. Not bad. And, you know, then Corrali plays more because he kills penalty. Kastelic's doing that as well. But when they get out there for their 5-on-5 shifts, so far through two, buddy, they've been really good.
They have. And when it comes to a fourth line shot advantage of 11-3, that's valuable. That's saying,
by the way, that's via Natural Stat Trick. If you're into the analytics, folks, there's many good sites. That's via Natural Stat Trick.
That's a good one. They've been good, and that's why Corrali was brought in, the faceoffs, the penalty kill, and to drive 5-on-5, get that puck possession with a guy like Kastelic. When he has the puck, it's hard to take it from him. Hustinov's fit in well with his speed and his penalty killing. He ends up on the power play just a little bit there at the end for the last 25 seconds. So that bottom six depth has come through in a big way in two games as well.
So if you want to chime in on this conversation, talk Bruins, and We got an hour every Saturday. We're going to take some calls here and there. 617-779-7937 is the number to join us here on the Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. We're going to take one right now. We'll go to Maria. Maria, welcome into the show. Shocker that you're the first call, Maria.
Well, thank you. I know it's shocking, but I'm up early, so I'm happy to listen to you guys in the early morning hours. Do you have better coffee in there today?
Yes, because I brought mine in.
Good.
Next thing is breakfast.
Question for you guys. How does Jonas Corposalo, and I guess, you know, this is not a big deal, but how does he not earn himself a star of the game against Chicago the other night? Just that overtime period alone kept the Bruins in that game. And, you know, I know that there's, you know, some commentary on Nikita Zadorov, but man, that hit he laid on Renzel scared the crap out of the Blackhawks, I think. Those are the kinds of hits in hockey that I lust after. Just clean, pure, solid. But not ideal for, you know, Nikita, Charlie Mack to be playing 25-plus minutes. So if Hampus is out for any extended period of time, how does that affect those guys and the concern about the number of minutes they're going to have to log, especially when they're going out on the road for, yeah, you know, some really difficult games?
Appreciate it, Maria. Great question. We just touched on it a little bit. How do they manage minutes? You're all right. If and again, we don't know, folks. If you're just, you know, catching us here, we don't know what exactly Hampus is. We will find out his situation is, in theory, hopefully a lot more this morning. 10:30 over at Warrior for the morning skate. I mean, Jordan Harris, you said it, NHLer. This isn't a guy who just made the NHL this year for his first opportunity. He's had a couple of years. He's going to step in. He's going to have to play. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to hopefully get more out of Mason Lowry, you know, from a overall 5-5. Now, Mason hasn't had any shots on goal through two games, which is interesting because, you know, you think of him as an offensive guy. Maybe he's got that mentality of, I'm just going to focus more on the defensive side of things. Or it's just situational. It just, you know, happenstance is where he's at right now. But he's going to have to play a little bit more. Add a minute or two there. But it's a big loss. You can't, if it's any amount of time, it's a big loss.
No question. You can't undersell Hampus Lindholm at this point. We saw it last season, and we'll see it now. But again, we're just completely in the dark on this, and he quite possibly could play tonight for the sake of...
Right, in theory.
In theory, he could be in tonight's lineup, so...
And Corposalo was fantastic the other night. There were other players, too, and, you know, it's just how it works. Frazier Minton gets the number one star, the OT, GWG, coming down. What a beautiful shot. You know, beautiful awesome play, start to finish. If you didn't get to see it, you get a chance, go pull up the overtime game-winning goal. Minton ends up getting the puck with good speed on a 2-on-1 after the Blackhawks were pressing, but the puck starts deep in the Bruin zone off to the blocker's side, the corner, the right left-wing offensive corner for the Blackhawks. But was it Zadorov, I think, gets it out, and then Minton ends up getting it up. It's a 2-on-1 the whole way with Geeky. Got some timers going right now.
Well, and a lot of times with those stars, they're already kind of picked.
Of course they are.
There's two of them. Yes. Lindholm, Burakowski was picked, and then whoever scores the game winner.
Right.
You know, like those two saves that Corposalo made, they've already put the ballots in.
That's how it works,
it doesn't
guys
work like that.
I mean, it's not don't read anything into
stars
it.
Stars are.
And by the way, Burakowski had a hell of a game.
He was good.
He was really good in that game. Elias Lindholm was great in that game.
Yep.
And then Frazier Minton scores. But coming down that right-wing side for a lefty, we're watching it, you know, live, and you're thinking he's going to perhaps look to make that pass over to Geeky.
Yeah.
However, Geeky's a righty on the left side, but that's where he likes to be at. He likes the one-timer. I'll actually give the kid Renzel credit. He played it the right way. Mm-hmm. Renzel's a big righty defenseman, folks. So he fades away from the shot, the initial shot. He gives the goaltender Soderblom the look there, and he takes away the pass for the one-timer over to Geeky. And did you have any fear that that he might try to force that pass being a youngster, in Fraser Minton?
1,000,000%. Yeah. And Minton was on the 2-on-1 where Soderblom made the huge save on Kastelic, where he did make the pass earlier in the third period. He made that. Yep. Minton was the one who passed it over to Kastelic in the third period. So I 1,000,000% thought he was going to force it. I was concerned when he had it. I'm like, this is going to, he's going to pass it. And the kid made a great play to not pass it and to hold it and to hit his spot. Don't miss the net there. You don't want that going back the other way at worst. So a very good selfish play by a kid who in that kind of a situation really has to force himself not to think pass all the way down the ice. So I thought it was a good pro move by a 21-year-old.
You know, he read the play.
Yep.
And
took what they gave him.
Exactly. He took inside ice. And in a matter of 6 to 12 inches, makes all the difference in the world getting inside. But again, being a lefty coming down the right wing side, you love the fact that you have inside ice already with the stick, the puck position.
Perfect. There. Yeah, exactly.
And
he's got the advantage.
I actually thought Soderblom, I mean, would we be critical of it if he was a Bruins goalie that didn't play it right? I thought he played it well, and I thought a pretty damn good shot.
Yep. No, 100%. Sometimes you get beat. It's the NHL.
Right. Yeah. But it's a huge goal for the Bruins. It feels good. You get the home opener win. You get the youngster, on the board. A great Selly. But, you've had a chance to talk to him, too. What stands out to me, maturity. The way he handles himself with interviews, with, media scrums, on the ice. He plays inside the dots. You can't look past that. You say, oh, what's the big deal? You got to get inside the dots. No, some players don't want to play inside the dots. Now, he's a center, so he's forced to, but he's comfortable there. And he's very, so far, reliable. And that's, important for that third line slot.
It is. It's for him, that's he did a great job in his interview the other day in recognizing and understanding, and he's been coached well. He's got a good group around him if he's saying this. And basically, he's like, I have to be responsible to get minutes. And the more minutes I get, the more opportunities I'm going to get on the backside. It's all about getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you get out there at college level, the game you did last night, if you're out on that ice and you're on Michigan, you have a chance to get points.
Yeah.
But you have to be out on the ice first. So whatever it takes to get out on the ice. Some guys are just so talented like David that they have to be put out there. But most of the guys in the National Hockey League have to start out like Fraser Minton's thinking. And his thinking is, I have to get better at draws. I have to win draws. If I have to kill, I got to kill. I just need to get out there. And if I'm out there 15 minutes a night, more than the 12 minutes a night, that's 3 minutes a night more that I have an opportunity to get a point or get a goal and end up on the ice in overtime. So he's got a great mindset. And if he's actually practicing what he's talking about in those interviews, then he's certainly on the right path.
He absolutely is. And that was the scouting report about him as a great prospect that came from the Toronto Maple Leafs organization, talking to multiple people up there. About his personality, about his character, about how this guy is an NHLer. Flat out,
yep.
NHLer, and the Bruins have that. All right, so we're going to take a break here, Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor, and we're going to come back for our last segment, maybe take a couple of calls, 617-779-7937, but there's also other things to talk about. We can do a little bit around the league stuff. The Bruins take on the Buffalo Sabres tonight, 6 o'clock pre, 7 o'clock game on Nesson. Morning skate. Again, if you're listening right now, driving around, you got a couple of minutes, head over to Warrior, 10:30. The Bruins will be out on the ice here. All right, coming up after the break, though, again, we'll take a look around the National Hockey League and do more here on Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor on EEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Now, more of Morning Brew Saturdays with Jaffe and Razor on WEEI.
All right, last segment. Still some more to get to. Let's quickly take a call. Paulie, welcome into Morning Brew, Jaffe and Razor. What's up? All right, Paulie, man. I mean, you're a regular. You got to have that radio down. I've never said that.
You went to him so quickly out of the commercial. He wasn't ready.
Did I screw up?
I don't think
radio
so.
Host screw
no,
up.
I
podcast.
I'm the last guy.
Could.
I would have no idea. No clue.
A couple of quick other Bruin things before we talk. Maybe a little bit around the league. Arvidsson. Through two, been noticeable. Victor Arvidsson brought over in the offseason from the Edmonton Oilers. So far, two games, you know, he's brought it at time. Now, that line is still a mild concern. It's a concern for me still, that line. You know, that we're talking him on the right, Zacha on the left, and Mittelstadt in the middle. Like, what's that going to be when all's said and done? But I've Arvidsson in his not that many minutes. He doesn't kill penalties. He's second power play, so not out there a ton, Razor, like 12 minutes or so far. But I've noticed him.
And he got sizzled for a point the other night. I don't know how that ended up being an unassisted goal by Mittelstadt. I know Grizzly bumbled it in front of the net.
Yeah, you're right.
But Arvidsson
no
went down the wing. There wasn't really enough control there not
what
to.
What happened to home ice assist?
100%. And we want more scoring in the league. Arvidsson drove that all the way wide. He put the puck to the front of the net. He didn't just throw it there. He was looking for Mittelstadt. That should have been an assist. So Arvidsson should have a point. I'm complaining to the league about that if I'm him. Exactly what as advertised energy. I think he's had a couple opportunities too, where he's kind of missed it. He whiffed on a one-time opportunity. Yep. He's whiffed on a couple of passes. I think that's just early in the season type details that'll sharpen up and that'll give him more opportunities, but love his energy on that line. And the fact that they scored the other day is a huge benefit, because I think if they hadn't scored, we'd be talking about them in more of a way. Okay, what are these guys? Yeah. So they've called the dogs off with that goal in the first period the other night for another few days. Let's see if Mittelstadt against his old team, the Buffalo Sabres, it should be a good matchup for them. There's not a ton of center depth there, so let's see how they perform tonight.
All right, well, Paulie's back.
Paulie's back.
We'll take a quick one. Paulie, all right, welcome in Morning Brew Saturdays with Jaffe and Razor.
Hey, sorry about that, guys. I just put the phone down real quick to check a job that I just put in the lawn. Let's check and see how it came in.
Okay, well, you're taking too long. Come on, Paulie. Come on. Let's go.
All right. Yeah. sorry about that. Yeah. So this team looks like to me is that they're going to have to stay healthy and they're going to have to improve on their team defense and lean on their goaltending a lot. They seem to be a little bit bigger and a little bit better on the jump. I like them. I hope Mittelstadt's in that weight room. Building up his body. I am not happy, and I haven't been for the longest time, with Zadorov. A guy like his size, he should be dominating his entire airspace, and he's not. He seems to always be a step behind. And Lindholm's hurt again. You might want to be trying to get another defenseman in here, talking about team defense, because that's how they're going to have to win with goaltending, and team defense are going to have to really make that defensive crew stout. And if you have to move some guys out of here, you know, let's say like Zadorov, maybe Lindholm, and get some guys in here who are better can play, I think that it will give you your best chance. And maybe, you know, towards the end of the year, maybe add some more scoring punch up front. But you, again, if you can get Mittelstadt into that weight and put some 5 or 10 pounds of muscle on him and his upper body, I don't know what they're doing.
He's bigger.
I think that would be huge. You could get him to the next level. You get him a little stronger.
Okay, thanks, Paulie. He is bigger.
I can't wait for Paulie to call in next week and tell Mittelstadt to go to Foxborough again and get in the weight room because he did that last week.
Well, maybe he did.
I love it. He might have been there this week.
But he does look a little bit bigger. He does. Now, you know, I think Casey Mittelstadt knows that he has to have a good season.
Yes, he absolutely does.
I think he knows that. He doesn't need us to tell him. No, but he's right. No, Paulie, he needs to play. The other things, who did he trade? He traded Zadorov
and Lindholm.
And Lindholm.
It's a tough one.
Okay. All right. Not ready to go there just yet. All 32 teams in action tonight. In the National Hockey League. You know how many teams were in action last night, Razor? Help me figure this one out.
I do. Complete goose egg.
Zero.
And then, I mean, I get Sunday in October. You're just one tomorrow. So you went 14-0, 16-1, 12, I think is how the NHL's pulling
on Monday,
off
it's going to be
Columbus
12.
Day weekend. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So
Bruins have a matinee against Tampa. It's a great day to come to the
traditional
rink. Yes,
matinee
against the Tampa Bay Lightning coming to town. But all 32 games, you are putting the officiating staff to the test tonight. You've got some guys that.
No, you know what? That's a good point. I hadn't really thought about it in that way. You're getting
every single ref's being used tonight.
Very average refereeing over the first little bit because of the way the schedule is. Because you're
really, loading up. Yeah.
You're loading these young guys up together. Yeah. You can't, it's hard to go veteran rookie in 16 different games.
Yeah. And maybe it's too much information here, but just so you know how it works, there's guys that have what's full NHL contracts as officials and linesmen, right?
Yeah.
But then there's also a kind of a group of guys that have two-way contracts. They work both the NHL and the AHL, which you understand why they're it's like a young player. You're working them in. But some of these guys are really working this very few NHL games. Mm-hmm. And so they're completely stretched when you get more than 12 games.
That's right.
14 a lot, and then 16. It's a great thing for the league. Everybody's going, but everybody's going too. So we'll see what that looks like. But, yeah, everybody in action today all through the night. Tonight, the Buffalo Sabres come to town 14 years since they've made the playoffs.
That's crazy.
And it's just they just can't seem to kind of get out of their own way with certain things. They have – you know, all these young players signed to big contracts forever, and yet they haven't been able to do much of anything. A bunch of injuries to start the season. Josh Norris, a guy that was traded for in the offseason from the Ottawa Senators last season, gets hurt there a few times, already hurt now. You know,
it's a problem.
Owen Power was out. I think he's coming back tonight.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Their starting goaltender out. We have either Devon Levi tonight or Alex Lyon playing for them. the team raiser that you almost, all kidding aside, Buffalo's a great hockey market.
Oh,
you just want it to be better.
100%. It's an unbelievable, you get Southern Ontario market, Canada, you get the upstate New York market. It's a team that should succeed.
And they throttled, listen to two. They gave it to the Bruins the last two last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they smoked them.
And Tage Thompson was unbelievable.
This is where structure comes into play again. And this is a big game for the Boston Bruins. This is a team that you expect to be in that wild card mix. You expect them to when healthy, be a better team than what they were the other night. Like this is a big divisional game to put some space in front of these guys right out of the gates. Bank points, be up 4 points on them early in the season.
And if you give them, you saw what Tage Thompson did last year. He had two hat tricks
in the one game in Buffalo. And I think he had a hat trick the next game.
Right,
he had two hat tricks all season. And then the other guy, Tuck, had a hat trick, I think.
Alex
too.
Tuck as well. Love that player.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Love Alex Tuck. Krebs, wouldn't he have the other hat trick, I think?
No, the other, Paterka.
Oh, Paterka got traded to
he
Utah.
He was the other one not Tuck. Yeah.
Heck of a player.
Yeah.
But do not give these guys. Look, we said it about the Chicago game. Don't make it easy on them. That's what they want. They want open ice. They want to feel like they're flying around there because they can do that, the Blackhawks, and so can Buffalo. Don't give them that freedom. If you do, you could be screwed. Don't do it, and you could be 3-0. All right, that's going to wrap up this Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe here, with Jaffe and Razor here on EEI. Again, folks, don't forget, podcast version will come out soon as well, so wherever you get your pods, you can listen to it if you caught this late. Razor, next weekend we'll be back at it again.
Yeah,
great job. Can't wait to hear your voice on NHL 26. Bruins play tonight, 6-7 game on Nesson. Thanks for joining us this Saturday. Razor and I will be back next week.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.